Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. Without friends, it would indeed be a very unfriendly world. Join us now as we look at the value of friends.
Packing up the dreams God planted in the fertile soil of you. I can't believe the hopes He's granted mean the chapter in your life is through. But we'll keep you close as always. It won't even seem you've gone, 'cause our hearts in big and small ways will keep the love that keeps us strong. Since we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends. And with the faith and love God's given, springing from the hope we know, pray the joy you'll live in is the strength that now you show. But we'll keep you close as always. It won't even seem you've gone, 'cause our hearts in big and small ways will keep the love that keeps us strong.
Heavenly Father, when Christ served here on earth, some referred to him as a, quote, friend of sinners, as a complaint leveled against him. Lord, we praise you that he was and is our friend, our closest friend. He loves us with an everlasting love. Greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for a friend, which Christ did. You loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, you know that as we grow closer to you, we're drawn to others who are like-minded, other believers, friends. Thank you for your example of both love and forgiveness. Even the very closest of friends have occasional issues, speed bumps on the road of life. God, help us to forgive them even as you, for Christ's sake, have forgiven us. God, I thank you for giving us this time, these moments in your presence, to reflect on the value of friends. Help us to listen to you through your word as it is spoken and in song. And then through your Spirit, apply these principles to our lives. I ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Somebody's brother, somebody's sister. They may not look like much to me, but they're my family. Somebody's mother, somebody's father. They may not look like much to you, but they're your family. Out there, place to call their home, except where lonely feet will take them. Didn't Jesus say that we should remember the least of these? We pass him every day, but do we really see? We all are somebody's brother, somebody's sister. We may not look like much to see, but we're a we're a family. We're all family. Thank you.
got a call from an old friend. We laughed about how we had changed, but I could tell things weren't going as well as he claimed. He tried to hide his feelings, but they only gave him away. The longer I listened, the more I kept wishing that I knew the right words to say. Thought he would meet you, but maybe he's changing his mind. As we said goodbye, Lord, he told me that I had found something that he'd like to find. Can you reach my friend? You're the
Did you know that Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry? Your prayer support is not only extremely important to us, but did you realize that as you pray God's blessings on our ministries with spiritual fruit, you have a part in His blessings? When His saints are edified, and as the unsaved turn their lives over to their Savior, you are to be thanked. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. I really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you're led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Amen. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. For God's gates with thanksgiving and into his courts forever. To bow before you, Lord, Lord God omnipotent. With worship I adore you, Lord, for your mighty power and excellence fill creation. And your strong embrace, Lord, sustains me in your salvation.
Sustains me,
Lord God omnipotent.
So many folks are lonely. Oh Lord, they need someone to care. And when I look about and see them, I can't help making this my prayer. Let your a blessing, Lord, wherever I may be. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that you might be seen. Let your love flow out through. Lord, when I meet another lost one, give me all the right words I should say. Oh, help me not be weak or timid, for their only chance may be with me today. Let your love flow through me. Let your love flow through me. Make me a blessing, Lord, wherever I may be. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that you might be seen. Let your love flow out through me. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that you might be seen. Let your
be sure to pause and thank God for the special friends that He has blessed you with. And pray for them. Pray for your friends.
Loving God, loving each other, making to know. It's loving each other, and the story never ends.
We tend to make it harder, build steeples out of stone, fill books with explanations of the way. But if we'd stop and listen and break a little bread,
we would hear the Master say, loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends, loving God.
For
shall we learn to be friends? I need you near me when my hope is gone.
Let's all consider now the value of friends. Friends come in all shapes and sizes and relationship levels. You may meet someone at church or while shopping. Well, initially, that's just someone you've met in passing. Then, as you spend more time with that person, finding you have a lot in common and are comfortable with them as one of your peers. As you build on that, investing much more time together, enjoying golf or something else that you both enjoy, well, you would consider them a close friend. At that point, one of them, close friends, typically stands out and you're able to talk with them about anything and everything, able to pray together with them, sharing things that you wouldn't share with just anyone. Well, you would consider that person one of your best friends. And then there is our Lord Jesus, who is the absolute best friend of all. When we become a Christian, accepting the forgiveness that He offers, we recognize that God loved us, knew us, before we were even born. Then, as we are adopted into His family, we consider Him as our Father. Romans 8. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. When Jesus was on this earth, He spent so much time with those considered unrighteous that they labeled Him as a friend of sinners. Matthew 11. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look at Him, a glutton and drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Jesus Christ is the very definition of a friend. John 15, this is my commandment, says Christ, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. As Christians, we become so much like Christ that we actually love others. Please listen and think about observations in the Bible regarding how we treat and are blessed by friends. Proverbs 27, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. Never abandon a friend, either yours or your father's. When disaster strikes, you won't have to ask your brother for assistance. It's better to go to a neighbor than to a brother who lives far away. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. As we just heard, our relationships with friends isn't always perfect. There are times when we need to have heart-to-heart conversations, and because we occasionally have struggles with our flesh, there will be times when we need to exercise forgiveness. Ephesians 4, let no corrupt talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. And finally, Colossians 3, put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which, indeed, you were called in one body. And be thankful. Be thankful for your friends. Pray for them as they pray for you. Love them as Christ loves them. Amen.
To the Lord in prayer.
she is gone. Now he's spending his first Sunday sitting in the pew alone. There are whispers all around him, his heart breaks in two. He's wondering who will reach out and help him make it through. Who will be Jesus to him? Who'll show the love that restores him again? He doesn't need a judge, he needs a friend. Like the woman at the well, the only love she ever knew was the kind she buys and sells. But her thirsty heart is searching for a love that will be true. The Savior cries for her to see himself in me and you. Who will be Jesus to her?
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, while we are looking at the value of friends. I pray that this time is an important part of your worship each week. Please invest a few moments to share your comments with us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Friend, believe the good news that Jesus, God in flesh, died for your sins according to the Scripture, was buried, rose out from among the dead ones according to the Scripture. He's alive today, seated in a place of privilege at the Father's right hand in the heavenlies, because all sacrifice for sin has been done, finished. There's a glorified man in heaven. He's also God from eternity past. Now that's good news. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Your prayers and faithful giving are vital to keeping us on the air. If you've been blessed by today's program, visit us online at calltoworship.us. You can contact us through our website, and when you're led to help support the ministry of Call to Worship, then you can make your tax-deductible donation on our website safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from Proverbs, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
If home is really where the heart is, then home must be a place we all can share. For even with our differences, our hearts are much the same. For where love is, we come together.
Smile.